Yeah, it was a disappointing trip there. You know, we went there full of confidence and gave a silly penalty away, you know, 3 minutes into the game, and then, you know, came out second half still thinking we had a chance to win it, and unfortunately Mitch got his second yellow, and then Lewis, you know, completely out of character, just, you know, he picked up a booking for asking the referee why Mitch got sent off, and then he picked up a booking for just a, you know, a late clip of someone's heel. So, you know, we went down to 9 men away at Perth. It's going to be an uphill task, and, you know, but to be honest, it could have been, you know, the boys could have collapsed, but we didn't. We still kept possession when we could, and, you know, it was difficult. It was a tough game, but, you know, we take nothing from the trip from Perth, but we came back and we can't dwell on it. We've got 4 games to go, and our main aim is to focus on the Sydney game on Saturday and try and get 3 points. Yeah, you know, I look over the season and I can't really remember a bad tackle or, you know, a silly sending off. A lot of them are just from frustration from the boys from not winning games, and you know, obviously, you know, there's been certain events in games that have been frustrating, and events have occurred from then. And like I said, we don't want to sound victimised with referees, because that's the last thing we want to do. But yeah, you know, it's definitely been an issue. You know, we're definitely not good enough to be playing with a man less, or, you know, definitely 2 men less. So yeah, it's disappointing. We've had a chat about it, and it's something that, you know, we need to sort out. And in house we've talked about it, but again, you know, it's not like, you know, other than the Roy suspension, you know, the rest of them have been, you know, pretty nothing more than just probably lack of concentration and a bit of frustration. What we can do is we can try and win the last 4 games and put some points on the board. So when we look back, you know, we've got more points than we have now, and we can, you know, we can move on. So, to be honest, I think it's a good thing for people to be frustrated, because it shows that they care. If they weren't frustrated and they were jogging around in training, you know, looking forward to the end of the season, and that's not acceptable. So it's, you know, we turn that into positive, and you know, the boys are chomping at the bit to play against Sydney at home on Saturday and give the fans something to cheer about. Oh, they'll be buoyed by the win. I watched the game. You could see how ecstatic they were. They've not had a great run in the A-League. But to be honest, I've done the Champions League for the first 2 years. You know, it is what it is. You play, you know, in Europe, in England, you play 3 games every week. So, you know, it's no different for me. And to be honest, I left the big guns back home, the marquee, the big earners and stuff. So I'm sure they'll be fully rested up, and there'll be a few changes. So, yeah, you know, that won't affect them. You know, they'll rest up, they'll fly home, and they'll be prepared to come to Gosford for a battle and to try and get a win to kickstart their stuttering season.
There's no doubt that the last four games will be about restoring some pride in the jersey, but the fans as well. How important is that for you to give the fans something to cheer about in the back end of the season?
Oh, it's massively important. You know, our fans have suffered, you know, even, you know, most of last season, so it's been 2 seasons of, you know, frustration probably from them as well. But a lot of them understand, you know, where the club's going, and they can see what, you know, what this club's building for the future. But it doesn't make it any easier being where we are. You know, fans want to come and support a team that's winning, and we completely understand that. Like I said, I think a lot of them understand that what's going on in terms of, you know, the wage budget. I mean, I think ours is probably less than half of what Sydney's is. So, you know, that gives you, and Sydney not even in the top six at the minute. So I think that gives you a real sense of, you know, it's not the end of the world. But, you know, at times it has felt like that for me, for the boys, and definitely for the fans. But I think they've got to be full of optimism for next season. I know the club's really looking hard to bring in the players that we've missed this season and that we really need. So hopefully some signings in the off-season can really boost, like you say, that optimism for next year. And we can mount a real challenge, which I honestly think that we can do. Keep talking about it, these young boys have got a year's experience now that they wouldn't have had at any other club, you know. So that's something that, you know, we have to use as a positive for next season, and bringing in the right players, you know, definitely. I think we've laid some good foundations, you know, especially off the field as well. You know, the club's in a great place, and, you know, it's hard to listen to the negative press that's been given.